With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We're going to put you in the Edison DeWitt chair, the critic's chair. We're going to talk about a one-man show, and you're going to be in the spotlight.
In the spotlight, St. Nicholas, Road Less Traveled.
Doesn't that sound like it should be about Christmas or something to do with the holidays? It does not.
No, it doesn't. It's rather a cryptic title, and I can't even tell you how that title is found.
Were you really sincere when you wrote, it's the best play you ever, ever seen?
And that it changed my life? No, of course, I was joking.
Oh, I thought so. Your humor.
I did enjoy it. If you see the play, you'll understand the joke of that. In it, the critic goes and sees a third-rate production of Salome and then goes to the party and tells the director it's the best play he's ever seen.
Critics don't do that.
The critic in this play is a bit of a hack. Imagine my horror when I walked into the theater and saw Vincent O'Neill wearing my trench coat, an identical trench coat.
That's a joke.
The costume designer just thought that's what a critic should look like.
What should a critic look like?
Me.
I'm here identifying the jokes.
No, like George Saunders in All About Eve. Everyone
knows plays that. Addison DeWitt.
Addison DeWitt. You were an unforgettable Peter Pan. You must play it again soon.
That's one of my favorite theatrical movies.
Yes, that's the best.
Well, summing up.
Well, it is this very flawed man who arguably could have been called a vampire well before he gets to London and actually becomes involved with a den of vampires, kind of pimping for them. That is the character Vincent O'Neill plays, and it's a virtuoso evening of him telling this story, this long story, and he's very good at it, and that's down at the Road Less Traveled Theater. I know people think because Vincent's involved, it must be at the Irish Classical, but no, this is Road Less Traveled, directed by Scott Barron. It's Connor McPherson, who is a good storyteller, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's move to the True West. I was reading your review, and I thought, that's interesting, it being kind of an American Chekhov.
Well, in his way of talking about people who cannot communicate, and the more they try to understand themselves, they reveal themselves to be oblivious to themselves. And that's what True West is about. It's two entirely incompatible brothers.
Cain and Abel.
Sort of Cain and Abel. It's Lee and Austin. And it is parceled out in three lines at a time as these brothers jockey for position with each other.
But filled with tension.
Yes.
And his plays always strike me as having a very tactile sensation to watching them.
I think it's easy to understand the style of Sam Shepard, but it's very difficult to master the technique. And that's Kaleidoscope Productions. They perform at Madai College.
Something completely different, Avenue Q, Muppets for Adults. I keep coming back to that line, but that's the way it strikes me.
Well, it is, and I adored the production. It's at Musical Fair. It's really adorable, this 2003 little musical that could.
Could I describe it as full Muppet nudity?
There is full Muppet nudity. There is onstage puppet lovemaking. And it's so funny, Amy Jekyll, who is just an adorable actress, plays both Kate Monster, the ingenue, and this very slutty character. Each is a puppet. She does the voices for them both. It is hilarious, and she does an entrance as this loose woman, but it's a puppet, and she enters from the back of the house, and she's singing a song, Would You Like to Feel Special? And talking to Amy afterwards, she says that people in the audience will let this puppet get away with liberties that if she herself, just an actress, had walked down the aisle doing, that they would push her away, but they will let a puppet do anything.
Well, from the days of Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, puppets, marionettes, little wooden people have always had that privilege.
Well, do you know, this even will go back to the English Renaissance and Ben Jonson writing Bartholomew Fair, and the plot there is the Puritans trying to close down the fair, and there's a whole sequence with puppets where the puppets bait the Puritans and win, and that's going back 400 years.
It's like Shakespearean fools who have the liberty to tell the truth.
They do as well.
Closing this week, it's The Hostage.
The Brendan Behan play at the Irish Classical Theatre Company. Rare chance to see a full professional production of The Hostage.
And talking about full frontal nudity, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Right. Well, there is no actual full frontal nudity in
it's
Hedwig.
It's suggested.
But Lorraine O'Donnell singing the bejesus out of Hedwig and the Angry Inch over at the Alt Theater. And still this weekend, you can also see Avow, the Bill C. Davis play at BUA.
And finally, there's The Gin Game. That's that comedy by D.L. Coburn.
And that's presented by American Repertory Theater of Western New York with Joyce Sumay and Mark Donahue. And I also enjoyed that very much.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.